Hello there. Hi, boys and girls. Hi, kids. Hey, come in here right now, because it's time for the party with Big John and Sparky.
And now, boys and girls, it's time for the further adventures of Big John and Sparky. Today's chapter is entitled, A Telephone Mix-Up. We had been anxiously looking forward to Mayor Plumfront marrying the fabulously wealthy widow, Miss Daffodil Dilly. And then, of all things, she was kidnapped from the church, and the wedding never took place. The police are mystified. Yuki Butcher, who is a private eye, we didn't even know that, but he is working on the case. The mayor is trying to raise $250,000 ransom money, and Sparky's trying to get the story to his club's newspaper, the Daily Weekly. And so, as today's episode opens, we're in the living room trying to use the phone.
I sure wish I could get home to Robert's McEaster.
Is that the number you're dialing there?
Yeah. I keep getting the busy signal. Now listen. See? I've dialed Rabbit Ears number 4 times now, and it's always busy.
Well, it's apparent Rabbit Ears is talking to someone else on the phone. Or at least somebody in the McEaster house is talking on the phone.
Yeah, it looks that way. I wonder if Rabbit Ears is talking to Maxie Finster. I think I'll call Maxie. If his line is busy, then I'll know he's talking to Rabbit Ears. There. Got Maxie's number dialed. Now let's see if we get a busy signal. Yeah. Maxie's line is busy, too. Well, I guess that's a pretty good sign that Maxie and Rabbit Ears are talking to one another on the phone, because both their numbers are busy.
Well, I guess so. It looks like Mrs. McEaster and Mrs. Finster never get to use their phones either. You know, I haven't made a phone call since we got back home from Africa.
Well, Big John, you're welcome to use the phone anytime you want it.
Thank you.
After all, you're the one that pays the bill.
Yeah.
But wait a minute. First, I want to try to get hold of Charlie Clammer.
Wonder how Mayor Plumfront's making out trying to raise that $250,000 that he has to raise for the ransom that those kidnappers want.
Well, that's what I'm trying to get in touch with Charlie Clammerding about.
Why? Do you think he'd know anything about it?
No, but I want to tell him the story so we can get it into the Daily Weekly.
Oh.
Oh, listen to that. Charlie Clammerding's number is busy, too. Don't tell me he's talking to Rabbit Ears and Maxie, too.
Well, hardly. I've never heard of someone talking to 2 different telephones at the same time.
Well, I don't know how I'm supposed to get this latest development in the mayor's kidnapping case in the paper if everybody who runs the printing press is busy talking on the telephone.
Looks like all the telephones in this neighborhood have been taken over by the kids.
Oh, I know what I'll do. I'll call Cyril Rappaport's number. Good old Cyril will get my story in print. Sir. Yep. Good old Cyril will answer the phone. You just wait to see, Big John.
Yeah. I'm waiting. Uh-oh.
Well, what would you go and give for a thing like that? Is everybody talking on the telephone to one another? Boy, every number I dial is busy.
Looks that way, doesn't it?
Oh, wait. Just a little old minute. I know who I can get in touch with. The Wunderlich twins, Hennessy Q and Isidore Z. They never talk on the telephone except when they have to. They're too bashful. I'll call them.
Good luck.
Yeah. Don't worry, though. I'll get the Wunderlich twins. Yes, sir. The Wunderlich twins won't be talking on the phone. Not unless they have to. See? I told you. I knew the Wunderlich twins' number wouldn't be busy. Sorry, the Wunderlich twins are just too bashful to talk on the telephone.
Glad to see that you finally got someone's number.
Yes, sir. The Wonderlic twins they never have their number busy because they're too bashful to talk on the telephone. Come on, Hennessy Q. Or Isidore Z. Answer the phone.
Who are you talking to? They can't hear you. Not until they pick up their telephone, at any rate.
I wish they'd hurry up and answer. Come on, Han. Come on, Iz. Pick up your telephone. It's me, Sparky.
Probably too bashful to answer the phone, even.
Looks that way. Hey, I'll bet they are. They're probably home alone, and they're too bashful to pick up the telephone. Boy, I'm telling you, a fine bunch of guys I got for friends.
Well, better luck next time.
Wait a minute. Real quick, like, I'm going to dial Rabbit Ear's number again. Now let's see what happens. Let's see if Rabbit Ear's number is still busy. Oh, me. Listen to that. Line is still busy. Oh, me. How in the world do those guys expect to run a newspaper if they're always talking on the telephone?
If you don't mind, I think I'll make a call. I want to call the mayor. See how he's making out raising the ransom money.
Yeah, you may as well use the phone. I can't get the numbers that I dial. Boy.
Well, sounds like I'm having a little better luck than you, Sparky. Listen, Mayor Plumfront's number's ringing.
Yeah, I hear it. I wish those guys I know would get off their telephone. I got an important story to get into the Daily Weekly.
Well, the mayor sure is taking his time answering the phone. Come on, Mayor, answer your phone. It's me, Big John. Come on.
Hey, who are you talking to, Big John? He can't hear you.
I know. Well, looks like a bad day to make phone calls. Nobody seems to want to answer. Now, I'm going to try Yuki Butch's number. Maybe he's heard something from the mayor. Yuki said to call his taxicab office because that's where he has his private eye detective agency, too.
His line will probably be busy, too.
We shall see. We shall see. Let's see what happens. Uh-oh. His number's ringing in there. Hello, Yuki. This is Big John. Say, I've been trying to get in touch with Mayor Plumfront, and he doesn't answer his phone. Do you have any idea where he is?
Oh, yeah. He's right here. Just a minute. I'll call up to the phone.
Oh, good. Well, success at last, Sparky. Mayor's over there.
Yeah?
Hey.
Big John?
Yeah, hello, Mayor. How you making out over there? Yeah.
And we're all ready to go over to Mount Airy Forest to meet the kidnappers tonight. Are you and the lad figuring on coming along with us?
Yeah, we'll meet you about 10:30.
Okay, Buster. Yeah, I'm sorry I can't talk to you any longer, but Yuki and I've got a lot to do.
That's okay, Mayor. I understand. I was just wondering about you. I'll see you tonight. Bye. Well, looks like Yuki and the mayor are going through with their plan there.
Telephone's ringing. I'll answer, Big John.
Well, go ahead. You might as well. I've talked to the mayor and Yuki, and I guess that just about exhausts the number of people I could be talking
Hello?
To that call me.
Yes, this is Sparky. Hey, is that you, Rabbit Ears? Listen, Rabbit Ears, I've been trying to get... What? What'd you say, Rabbit Ears? Where was I? Look, Ari, I've been trying... What? Oh, is that so? Just a minute, Rabbit Ears. Just hold the phone. Big John?
Yeah?
I wish you'd make your phone calls a little shorter.
What?
Rabbit Ears and Maxie and Charlie and Cyril and all the guys in my club have been trying to call me all afternoon. And every time they've dialed this number, the line was busy. Boy.
Well, now, wait a minute, Sparky. They were probably trying to get you at the same time you were trying to get them. That's why the line's always been busy, not because of anything. Sure.
Oh. Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, it's not something. Excuse me. Yeah, it's not something. Excuse me. Oh, boy. So you see, Rabbit Ears, these kidnappers sent Mayor Plumfront a ransom note, and they want $250,000 before they'll release the Widow Dilly. The mayor and Yuki are supposed to go out to Stone Creek Road in Mount Airy Forest and deliver the money tonight at 11:30. Yeah. Well, Big John and I are going along. Oh, yeah, I'll say it'll really be something. Well, I'll call you and tell you more. I mean, after we meet the kidnappers, Artie. Yeah, so.
Thank you.